Let's go. All the fly girls dance to the dance floor. Kitty cat, brrr. All the thick girls down on the brrr. Ice on my neck like brrr. I'm big bone with nice curves. Look at me, I know I look good. Look good, look good, look good. I'ma show y'all chicks how to do it.
All right, you guys are on the record for a little thing that we do called After Talk.
Hey.
This is just a little bit that we record after the stream, because I'm just not realizing we didn't tell Jim or Meryl about this.
But, oh, that's right.
We recorded.
I read the show notes.
Okay.
I have no idea what's happening.
Basically, we were talking about Patreon early today. We do a little bonus, usually anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, just for our bosses, the patrons. Have you watched the David Brent standalone series?
The movie.
Is it just a movie? I didn't know
if
it was
just a movie. Life on the Road. Life on the Road. So I heard that it was so bad that I didn't want to...
Sully.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because I think Gervais is not... He had The Office, with big hit. He had Extras, which is also good.
Yeah.
And then he lost the plot.
Hmm. And it just showed up in cash checks?
Life's Too Short. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Which was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't see
it. I saw The Beginning of Derek. I thought that was terrible.
Oh, I thought Derek had potential. I rather dug Derek, but I only watched the first episode.
I mean, Gervais, I feel like, suffers from that problem a lot of people suffer where The Office is a cash cow. Every international iteration that is made off that show, he gets a check for. And so he basically has all the money he's ever going to need because of this one creation. So he can kind of fuck off and kind of just be like, I don't – and some people take that as a how crazy can I get, and some people take it as a I'm bored. What do I feel like doing? And it feels like Gervais until very recently was operating in this mode of I'm bored. What do I feel like doing? I think Derek was the first time he tried to play the – how far can I take this card? And it went too far, which is why I think I like Afterlife, because Afterlife is him finding that middle ground for me, where it's just like, it's just the right amount of assholery, right? And dickishness, but in a context that services a narrative.
By this point, Gervais has spent the goodwill I had for him. I'm out.
Yeah. Wow, that's saying something.
He does love dogs, though.
Just in general?
He must love dogs.
Yeah, he's a big promoter of rescuing dogs. And
that's spoken like somebody who's been watching his Twitter feed.
I like dogs,
too. No, it was an Economist interview that I heard recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a Lost update.
Oh, wait.
Thought I tried to say something nice about Ricky Gervais.
Lost.
So I'm almost done with season two.
Okay.
I think Head and Shoulders season two is way better than season one.
Wow, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Oh. That's great.
Is this the Nikki and Paolo season, or is that season three?
I don't know. I believe my understanding of season two is the writer's strike season.
You are about to finish the season where I quit.
Oh, really?
Because I got to the end of season two. Mm-hmm. A foot statue showed up. Oh, shit.
That's fine. I bet some weird stuff's going to happen.
Okay. The biggest thing that made me quit was I got to the end of season two. A foot statue showed up, a statue of a foot. Okay. And I literally threw my hands in the air and said they are never going to solve that. And they didn't. And I left. I couldn't. I just did. That show reached a point for me where I was like, I don't feel like this is going to pay off. I don't feel like I'm going to get the payoff I want. Mm-hmm. And then I watched this and I skipped everything, came back for that one big event series finale. And when I watched that, I was like, yeah, I'm really glad that I made the decision I made.
I am very skeptical about all of this stuff being solved. I sometimes will check the Lost Wikia. There's a really good Wikia for Lost, and If I miss stuff or I need to catch up on something, I'll use the wiki to go back. And they have at the bottom of every episode page, they have unanswered questions, which is like stuff now that the series is over, of stuff that still is not like
factually
answered.
like hey, if you're waiting
for
an answer,
by the
on
way,
this,
those were going on during the seasons.
Oh yeah, they have all the instructions up there
with the promise that eventually we'll be able to tell you we'll move these out of this category.
I imagine the nice thing is that you get to watch it, Bryce. You get to watch it now with this idea of, okay, I know this isn't gonna like be resolved, and I can reconcile with that now. Whereas when you were watching it live, it'd be like, you really think they're gonna pay it off, and then no.
I can tell even with season two, because at least what I like about season two is they are adding more weird stuff at a better clip than season one. There still aren't really like a lot of answers, but I think there are bigger and more weird stuff in season two. And I'm not trying to get my hopes up too high that a lot of stuff is going to get answered, but I'm still having some optimism. I have a little bit of optimism that
I mean,
right? Can be
tell me
world.
This: are you enjoying it at the end of season two?
Yeah,
you will enjoy it the entire way through.
Okay, cool.
I think you're going to have a great time.
Nice.
I think that's fair, except for episode 14 of season three.
Oh, okay.
Wait, which one episode is that one?
That's the Nikki and Paolo episode. I looked it up.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that the one?
That's the one that really doesn't even fit into the rest of the story at all.
It's like two of the other randos.
Yeah.
And then it's like a standalone Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, it's a standalone episode
weird
of these two people. Oh.
Yeah, no, that is a weird ass episode.
Oh, okay. I'll keep an eye out for that.
When you get there, enjoy. Like, if you find yourself like, this doesn't seem to match at all, like, enjoy somebody's vanity project, I guess.
Yeah, because the only problem with it is it just doesn't fit or matter to the rest of the series.
If
you know that going in, it's probably not so bad.
I thought you were naming the episode where we get the backstory of how Jack gets his tattoos.
Wait, is that one of those? I don't even remember.
That's a
that
flashback.
There's a whole episode about how Jack gets his tattoos.
Because what I saw on the Lost Wikia is that those actors' personal tattoos.
Yes.
Yes. They so they spend an episode explaining that.
Retconning
into the show.
I don't know if I love that or hate that. I guess it'll depend on the episode. But
there's a tell-all book to be written about TV shows that had to write in a character's tattoos because the actor either had tats or decided midway through production to go get tats. One of my favorite examples is the Teen Wolf TV show. The main character, played by Tyler Posey, is tatted head to fucking toe. It's why in the show you've never seen him shirtless ever, because he is tatted up like crazy. But they were always hiding it. Then he comes in for season two with this fucking tribal band on his arm just because. And they had to spend the entire season two premiere with a subplot of him wanting a tattoo but can't get one because his werewolf healing powers are healing the tattoo.
That's right.
So the solution they have is, what if we burn it into his skin? The story I heard is that the showrunner was not happy when he showed up with his tribal armband tattoo. And just, it's stories like that that make me giddy.
I'll tell you a UK one if you want. The third Doctor Who, John Pertwee, father of Sean.
Is he Mo of the Three Stooges the third?
He's
one.
The third Doctor Who. So he's the one with the white hair.
Big hair.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Was in the Navy in the war. So he has a Navy tattoo, which you can see in, if you watch his first episode, he's got this Navy tattoo on his arm. So now we've spent the last 40 years retroactively explaining why Doctor Who has a Navy tattoo on his arm.
That's amazing.
In that regeneration.
Yeah,
he regenerated with a Navy tattoo.
They say, oh, that's because it was a brand, because he was in exile at the time.
There's a real anchor around his throat.
I see. I thought they would have gone like the Time Navy.
Well, the Time Ship, right? In the Navy. So.
Yeah, the TARDIS is a ship.
We come into time port and we do time gambling and then we spend time with time
Drink
ladies.
Some time rum.
Hey, so we have to shut it down a little bit earlier than we would normally would for the after talk because I'm afraid it's not my choice. It's the calendar's choice. Wow. Today has to be the opening for the official launch date of the headquarters.
So you're saying it's astrological. That's why you're shutting down, right?
Yeah, man. It's in the stars. That's what we have to do.
The HQ's opening up?
Well, we have to say it's open as of today.
The answer is yes.
Because
In 5 years,
the anniversary will be the total solar eclipse. So it has to be today so that we could do a 1 year anniversary, 2 year anniversary, and then on the 5 year anniversary, have a solar eclipse on the 5 year anniversary of opening. So we're going to have a very small affair with
you got a banner, you got a band,
we got fireworks, hot dogs.
There are fireworks, I think.
We could set up fireworks. Yeah. Welcome to Texas.
That's right.
That's a tradition now.
Okay.
We do that tonight. It's a tradition.
Okay. That's great. We are going to set up fireworks. Okay, That'd be great.
Brian, before I lose you, I just want to say that I admire what you've created and the fact that you have built it into now you get to have your own compound. Like, that is a dream of every creative on the planet to have a piece of land where let's just build a warehouse of shit. Like, why not?
Did you describe it as a compound?
Yeah.
Because that does not sound good whenever you describe it as a compound.
Don't worry, there have been worse words for it.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's in Texas.
Oh, jeez.
That's true. I can't say that yet.
I don't even know what.
I phrased something very cleverly in an email, but I can't share it yet because it's not public. Anyway, hey, we love you, bosses.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.